Shall we pray? Sweet Holy Spirit, the power of God, I just invite you now in this place. As I hide behind the cross, I ask that you pass through me and minister to us this evening. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. An interesting psalm. When I was reading that psalm, reflecting on the words of the psalm, I saw a man whose deepest longing is to be in the dwelling place of the Lord Most High. A man who understood what it means, the benefit inherent in being in God's house. Chapter 1 of that verse says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faint, for the court of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God." What a heart! What a personality. And the question that prompted in my inner being was, what could have made him? What could have drawn him to that place of having such a hunger, of having such a desire to be in that place where he will always behold the face of his Maker? David in Psalm 122 verse 1 re-echoes this. "I was glad when they said, let us come into the house of the Lord." When I think of David and God's words towards him or concerning him, saying that he is a man after his heart, no wonder David himself always desires to be in God's own house. And that must have been the reason why God named him a man after his heart. An emphasis on the importance of being in the presence, or rather, in other words, the house of the Lord. The psalmist noted the comfort, the security we have when we dwell in God's house. He used the image of the sparrow. They even have the mind to understand that the best place to be, the best place to feel secure, the best place to build their nest is in the house, the altar of the Most High. A very big challenge. If animals have that deeper understanding, I asked myself, where am I in this journey with Christ? The psalmist went on in verse 4 to say, there is blessing even in being in God's presence. It's not just being there. There is a very huge lot of blessings being in God's presence. We've seen how the animals understood the security they gained in being in God's altar. Now, blessings of God are uncountable when we come in His presence. There is lifting of burden. As we are here this evening, singing praises before Him, His presence dwells among us. His presence lifts up burdens, break yokes in our lives, and give us assurance of the hope we have in Christ Jesus. The psalmist went further to say, better is one day in your court than a thousand elsewhere, reemphasizing again on that need to be in God's house. Reemphasizing again of the beauty of dwelling in the house of the Lord. In verse 5 of that psalm, the dynamic changed. The movement of the psalm changed. It now talks about pilgrimage. And that links us to our journey as Christians on earth. The church of God is on pilgrimage. We are on a journey. The church is defined as the body of Christ, the gathering of the believers. And Jesus Himself is the head of the church. And the church is the preview of that God's house in heaven. That same praises the psalmist emphasized on this very psalm is what the angels are doing 24/7 in heaven. And that's what we are doing here. And I must tell you, I was lifted. There is something in me as the praises were going on, as we were lifting praises to the throne of grace, I felt a deeper lifting in my spirit. The church is a preview of what goes on in heaven. What the angels in heaven does is only worshiping God. And what we come to the house of God to do is to give Him praise. And that's what the church is all about. We worship, we give thanks, we pray, and the Lord pours His blessing upon us. Going back to the journey the church is into, the journey to meet the Lord in heaven, that place where we will be with Him in eternity, that journey is not so easy. The road is often rough. There are challenges on the way. And the psalmist points out that strength are drawn in God's presence. So we as individuals might not be able to make this journey through. And that's why Jesus came down on earth. During His earthly ministry here, He taught us the precept. He taught us the way through that pilgrimage of meeting Him and the Father in heaven. And that's why He says in the scripture, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to my Father except through me. So we cannot do it on our own. And that's why we need to always be in God's house. Some people might say, is God's house just a building? Well, this is a place where we gather to worship Him. The scripture says, when two or more of you are gathered in my name, there I am. So here, by implication, is the house of God. And that is where we are meant to be. And that's where we are prepared and equipped, and we draw strength to continue in this journey that we are called in life. What should be utmost in our mind? Because after our life here on earth, we are journeying to somewhere. That place of God's dwelling place. And we can't, I emphasize, make it on our own. Excepting we key unto Jesus, who is the finisher and author of our faith. You might be here. I was in Berry the other time. I wanted to have a haircut. I ran into two ladies. The owner of the saloon who was doing my hair. At some point, I wanted to chip in the gospel and share the gospel with them. I said, "Do you actually go to church?" Say, "Church? No." I said, "What do you do on Sunday?" The other one said, "Nothing in particular. I just feel I have to rest at home. I work all through the week." It will amaze you what the other lady said. He says, "It's a boring place. The church is boring." But this scripture where we read today has proved her wrong. This is a man whose desire, who have been consumed, everything about him is to be in God's presence, is to be in the court of our Lord. When I was reading this very text, it reoccurred to me. I say, how I wish that these two ladies will have the insight that I had in reading this very scripture. And that the Lord will draw them to that point. He drew even the psalmist to understand the only thing that one desire on earth should ever desire is to be in God's court. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the only one that will make this journey easier for us. In our Christian journey, we all are different. We are at some stages, different stages in our journey with God. There are challenges that might be weighing us down. It could be stress. It could be sickness. It could be anything. But the assurance is that our strength is drawn when we are in His presence, when we are in His court, as we are here today. We are encouraged that the only place we can find solace, the only place we can find peace, the only place we can find refuge is in God's presence, in His court. Are you here? You've not made Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior. Our reading, the second reading we had, Paul's first letter to the Christians in Thessalonians, talks about how the believers that has gone, and he reassures the hope they have because they live in God's court. He wasn't talking to other people. He was talking about the saint who died. And he encouraged the ones that were alive that they still have hope. That they will be risen with Christ because they died in him. They were ever present as we are doing today, praising him. And they are sure of rising with him when we come again the second time. And we who are alive, who will be found waiting for him, will join the saint and then meet him in heaven. That anticipated place, the home of God, an expected place where we'll spend our eternity. So I encourage you this morning, wherever you are, at any stage you've been in Christ, whatever challenges you are facing, the Lord is encouraging you this morning. This is the place, this evening, this is the place to draw strength. His power is here. His presence is here. In a few moments, we'll be calling out people to come out to be prayed for. Reconcile within yourself. Are you being ministered that the Lord wants to use you for a specific ministry in the church or wherever? I encourage you to come out and receive the anointing of God this evening by the act of laying hand on you and re-anointing you again. Are you sick and you want the touch of God in your life to lift up his sickness in your life? Just trust him. The psalmist says, they draw strength in his presence. That strength is here to meet you. Do you want to experience him in an unusual way? How do I mean an unusual way? God lifting you beyond your doubt and fear. Because some of us have one ministry or the other, but we feel not qualified. We can't do it. We are shy. You will draw strength in his presence. And that is why we are here tonight, lifting up holy hands, worshiping him. Because we believe this is his home. Let us pray. Father Lord, we have come to seek you in your court. We have come to lift up holy hands, praising you. We say to you, like the psalmist says, that our hearts longs for to be in your court. And Lord, may it please you that before we leave here, by the reasons of your word that has gone forth, that you will meet us at any point we are in our journey in life with you. And there, let there be a lifting, let there be encouragement, let there be healing, let there be reassurance. We just want to give you thanks because we know that you are faithful. And whenever we ask anything, that you will answer us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.